Blog Talk Radio.
And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. So this is Christmas.
Thank you, Country.
Wow.
And this is the season. It's Monday, December 10th, by the way, and we really are here. 347-838-9903 is the number. A few folks are already on the line, so if you're thinking about calling in sooner is better than later. My name is Ken Kessler, and the voice that said wow just a moment ago is
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas and happy Monday. But, am I crazy, but did you just blow out my eardrum with I'm going to have to adjust my sound. Was that loud or is it just me?
No? You know what? We can if that was particularly loud, because I have the setting on here as not real loud, and it didn't sound real loud to me.
Okay, it might have just been my earphones, and I'll have to adjust them, so I apologize. yeah, my earphones must be cranked up. So that was beautiful, though. Excellent.
Yeah,
song.
It's one of my favorites, and for a couple of reasons, but one of the reasons certainly is John Lennon. That was John and Yoko. Happy Christmas.
Yes.
This past weekend was the anniversary of his passing, which is a tough time for me, and and there was something that kind of added to that. I want to get into that in just a moment, but before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I gave out the phone number. If you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can scroll down and pop in the chat room and join us there. There's some folks in the chat room, and I saw somebody also have sent a question in. I think her name is Joanna, and Joanna will get to that in a little bit, so hang in there. But you can do like Joanna just did, and you can pop in the chat room and ask us questions that way. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at psychictapestry on Twitter. You can go to the website, which is psychictapestry.com, and in the lower right, you'll see a little blue box that says send us a message, and you can connect that way as well. Phone's the best. Because with the back and forth of the conversation, it's just easier on the phone than it is typing it out in the chat room or social media. But you could be at work, or you could be somewhere that makes it difficult or impossible to call in. Or maybe you just don't want to. Some people don't like the way they sound on the radio. Some people like the want to be as anonymous as possible, and that's okay. It could be some other reason we haven't even thought of, and that, you know, all of that is why we have those other options available to you. Something else that you can do is at our website at psychictapestry.com. You can click on Get a Reading. You'll see that in the menu on the, I think it's on the left side. And when you click on Get a Reading, you'll go to a page that has all the folks who do Psychic Tapestry shows, so you can get a private reading from Tony or from me, or a reading from Tony and me. You can also get a reading from Lisa, who's filling in a bit for me last week. And we do tarot shows every now and then. Donna Southard is someone else who hopefully we'll have her back on here in a few weeks. But you can get a private reading from her as well. Or Michelle Ambergy, with whom I do a show on most Thursday mornings, a spiritual tune-up. So all those options are available to you. And and I say this every week, and I take up too much time saying it, so I'm going to try and figure out a way to say it quicker. But if you're listening on your device through the Blog Talk Radio app, do not believe you can access the chat room from there.
I would think not, since nobody ever says you can.
Nobody has.
Right?
It's not like it's a big challenge. There's no prize for it.
Yeah.
But
right.
I always want to add it in there because I tell people that you can scroll down and pop in the chat room. But if you're listening on your phone or your tablet or what have you through the app, I don't think that you can get to the chat room from there. So, and I don't think that you ever could. I don't think this is something new. It's not a bug.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't think that they made it that way. And I have really no understanding of what it takes to create a chat room feature added on to an existing app. So I don't know if this is something they're working on or if it's just don't have it. I really don't know. If you are listening on your device and you can get into the chat room, let me know and I'll change that. But so far, nobody has ever said that. So I'm pretty sure that it just isn't one of those things. So my apologies if you are listening on the through the app and you're looking for the chat room, just stop looking because you're not going to be able to find it there.
No.
But that's just how that rolls. Anyway, there's all that information for you, and we'll get to calls here in just a little bit. I have a kind of a big topic that I wanted to
bring.
And this stemmed from my weekend. It was the anniversary of John Lennon's death this weekend, which is always a tough time for me. And a friend of mine got cancer, and it was a very aggressive form of cancer that was diagnosed it around Labor Day, and within 2 months, gone. So it was quite a shock, and his service was this past weekend. Both of those things were kind of tough and weighty. Even
they are.
And I wanted to mention it not to elicit your sympathies, but I wanted to mention it because it is tough when you lose somebody, whether it's somebody like in my case, somebody that I personally knew, or like someone like John Lennon that you feel a connection with through their art. It is tough, and it's tough even if you are in the position that the fortunate position that I find myself in, that I know for a fact that we all go on, that this isn't it. That I know that my friend, I know that John are still existing just in a different way, in a different way. And I do know that, but it doesn't, but I still get weighed down by the sadness of the loss. And I wanted to say that because I didn't want it to. I know there's a misconception that people who do mediumship don't have that kind of feeling, and I get that because we connect with the other side, but it's not the same. So,
well,
I am sorry. Pardon?
I lost my daughter, my beautiful daughter, and I'm just so grateful for the connection that we do have. I think it's my age that helps me to understand and accept these things better. That's what I think it is.
Well,
I'm older. I do.
I think it's more, and this isn't me trying to pretty it up, but I think it's more because you have more experience with mediumship than I do.
Yeah, so my whole life, 71 years.
Yeah, so you're more used to those kind of connections, and maybe that's
maybe that's
a difference because I've only been at this for 5 or 6 years.
That would be different.
I totally get that that my friend and the John Lennon are, they didn't end, that they're still there. It's kind of like they moved somewhere out of way out of state, but somewhere that you can't go and you can't text them and you can't, you know. And there is some sadness about that. And with John Lennon, it's sad. Well, actually, with both of these people, it's sad because they were young. And you can't help but feel a little robbed. So that was troublesome. But the,
yeah, when someone like that dies, there's like a hole there. There's like, yeah. Oh, no, he's gone, no more music. And there is a deep aching for just, you know, for a bit. But in my case, I immediately think, all right, the death was horrible. But then I imagine them as they are now in heaven, mm-hmm. and they're just so joyful and happy, and all the earthly cares have dropped away. And they don't have any more problems. And all they are is pure spirit and flying free. And it's such a beautiful thing that I realize that the mourning is for us left behind.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't participate in it. And if you pull too hard, I mean, there is a period of mourning where you do. And don't get me wrong, I was a mess for a couple of months, and then it took 6 months of my light was a little dimmer. And then after a year, I stepped back into life full force, and I was totally, you know, better and better and better and better. And I have problems. I don't often, if ever, shed tears for my departed loved ones because I do get to meet with them in my astral body, in my soul state. When we're both solid and we can hug and talk, and it's incredible. It doesn't happen as often as it did when they were alive, I would say. But it's enough to keep me fueled for months and months and months and months and months. And then they do little things like turn a light on for me, and then I'll feel an actual physical hug, and it's from a spirit. It's from one of my, and I'll know which one it is, you know, and then I'll hear their voice in my ear. It's just, it's beautiful, and it really, really helps so much. I mean, this week it's an interesting topic because every year between New Year's and Christmas, Samantha, my daughter, gives me a gift, and it comes in different ways. This one, I mean, she's running out of tricks. I could go through the whole list of all the things she's done. I think I've mentioned them on the show. They're very creative, and they're definitely her. And they're just answered. Like, I'll just give you a tame one. Last year, I was looking desperately for a picture that was taken when she was modeling, and she had Tiffany. She was at Tiffany modeling too. Tiffany was like 3, and she had done her hair and her little outfit. They were dressed in the same color, but Tiffany, of course, Samantha had an older outfit on. Of course, she was older. But this picture was so charming, and I loved it, and I couldn't find it ever since. For 10 years, I hadn't found that picture. And then it came time to bring out Christmas decorations, and Joe brought them all out, and then he brought out the Easter decorations, and I thought, wow, Joe's losing it. I didn't say anything. I thought, good Lord, why did Joe do that? And as I picked up the box to take it back, I wasn't going to tell him, I think you're losing it, Joe. Why'd you bring out Easter? And something stopped me, and I heard my guide say, oh, no, there's a reason. Look in the bottom. Go all the way down to the bottom of that box. And there on the bottom was the picture. And I think I did cry that day, but joyfully. And I went on my knees. I just said, oh, thank you. What a lovely gift. So that was last Christmas while I'm putting the tree up. And I got a new frame for it, and it's on a beautiful place. Every time I look at that picture, I smile. Well, this year, I've got a friend who's a medium, and her name is Crystal, and we meet, much younger than I am, very wise old soul. And we meet, and I give her Reiki, and she gives me messages from Samantha that Samantha tells her things. And it's so much fun because for me, it's like, wow, you know, Crystal didn't know her, and she hasn't known me that long. So the messages for me are very powerful because they're right on stuff that only Samantha and I knew. So it's, and then yesterday she did it again. She showed up over here, and she walks in and hands me a little bouquet of pale green tinted roses wrapped in this beautiful green paper with evergreen in there and baby's breath. And it took my breath away, and I thought, wow. Now, it isn't like I walk around wearing green as much as I used to. I mean, when Samantha was alive, I think I wore it all the time. And everybody, the family, knew that was my favorite color. Now, I actually go through the rainbow. Right now, I think it's purple, but I still love all colors equally. So she'd always say, oh, green, I'm going to get you the green, and she'd bring me green. Well, actually, truthfully, in the last 2 weeks, two medium friends who have mediumship abilities have come here. The first one gave me green malachite earrings. And she said, I don't know, I just had the feeling that you'd want these, and I thought of Samantha. But she didn't get the direct message. It was her. This time, my friend hands me the flowers and goes, your daughter came to me on the way here and asked me to go and buy you some flowers. So she said she walked into this little shop, and they had all these little bouquets of these little roses tinted in all the colors of the rainbow. And she said to Samantha, okay, what color? And Samantha said green is her favorite. Get her the green. So that was a very definite connection. And it was lovely. So now, and then I'm thinking, oh, I wish it wasn't flowers, but I didn't want to say it out loud because flowers die and I'm going to be sad. And Crystal turned and said, oh, Samantha just said, No, it's okay. Remember when you used to dry flowers and then keep them when they were meaningful? She goes, just dry these like you used to. And I went, oh, I forgot I used to do that. That's what I'll do. So I'm about to dry the roses when they're another couple of days. And I will have them in my bedroom in a little vase. And every time I look at them, I'll smile. So I know I'm a little bit crazy, but that's just, you know, the way I am, and it works for me. So leave me alone, I guess, right? it does work, but I totally understand where you are with all this. And it's a good thing that you're talking about it because everybody has this. There isn't a person listening to this show who hasn't lost someone unless they're extremely young and very lucky yet. But eventually we'll all lose people. If we keep living a long time, it's going to happen, right?
Okay. Yeah, I keep trying to interrupt because we're way off track. I didn't even get to what I wanted to talk about.
I'm sorry, honey. I thought you would have said you wanted me to tell you my take on it. It was the wrong time. I apologize. You go ahead now. I'll be quiet.
Okay. Well, because of what I'd been going on this weekend, I was talking to my mother yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and she was asking me about mediumship, and that, you know, and I talked, she said, you talk to all these people, are they all in heaven?
Oh.
And I said, well, sort of, but I don't think heaven is what we traditionally think of as heaven. And she said, but where do the good people go versus the not so good? And I said, the thing is, we all live lots and lots of lives, and sometimes we're good, and sometimes we're not so good. And we live these lives to experience and learn things, and also to help others experience and learn things. And she said, clear as mud. So she didn't really get it at all, and I'm just wondering, first, Tony, do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, I absolutely share that opinion. That's
okay.
what I've been told, yes.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's the way I said it or if there's something else, because I know it's a big concept. And I know a lot of people have trouble dealing with the idea of past lives in the first place. And the thought that they weren't necessarily a good person in a past life. And
it could also mean, in your mom's case, that she doesn't believe in past lives. A lot of people don't.
No, I don't know if she does or not.
Right.
But I know that most people don't have experience with that or knowledge
right.
of. So it's a really big thing to try and wrap your brain around if you're hearing it for the first time. And I don't know that people who listen to a show like this would be hearing it for the first time. Maybe yes, maybe no. But I don't know how you sort of get that. I mean, I don't pretend to know everything. Certainly, I don't. The amount that I know versus what I don't know is just, it's ridiculous, because it's a speck of what I know compared to what there is to know. And, but I don't know what, I don't know how to sort of convey this idea that, of where, because I know a lot of people, when someone passes, you want to know where they are. If you say that we go on and that they're still around, well, where are they? And the where part of that is not a three-dimensional place like what we're used to. It's not in their studio, in their house, in Southern California or in Texas. It's energy. But it's hard to explain. And then you add in the past life stuff, and I don't know if there is a way to explain it to somebody who's not familiar with that. I mean,
well, there isn't, because some people aren't supposed to go that far on their path in this lifetime. So you kind of have to let them find their own way. And you have to pick and choose who you share that kind of thing with, too. That was very brave to tell your mom with no background in any of this, because you've told me they don't have any background in this.
No, they don't. My parents don't. And I have, when I came out as whatever it is that I am, that I talk to dead people and this kind of stuff, when I let my family know that, I told them that I would be open to answering any questions they had, anything that I could answer. Again, not that I know everything, but anything that I had questions about, I would be willing to talk to them as best I could. Because I didn't want it to be, I didn't want that the distance thing to be going on, because I think that that goes on too much already, that the idea of communicating with spirit or communicating with angels has this mystique about it that only a select few are capable of doing that. And that's not true. But a lot of people believe that. So
they
I didn't want this to be something that that my parents felt was something that was my private domain, because it's not. So I wanted them to be able to feel comfortable, as comfortable as they can, because I know this is an uncomfortable kind of topic for people without any kind of metaphysical
background.
Right,
it is.
It might be an uncomfortable topic for people who are into this stuff, but I wanted them to be able to ask the questions, even if I couldn't say, well, here's the answer. The answer is X.
Right.
Because one of the things that I have learned and I have taken so many classes and talked to so many people over the last 5 or 6 years, because I want to know things. And what I have learned is that there's nobody who knows it all. There are conflicting opinions on it, because it's not the same for everyone. And that's a difficult thing to get to. And I don't know if there is a way to sort of explain this. You know, we talk about we talk about the lottery every once in a while on this show, because people who think they have a great sense of humor like to call in or send us questions asking for the lottery numbers. And you know, if I could get the lottery numbers, I don't know if I would still be here. actually, I probably would. But the way it was by a good friend in spirit who explained it to me is that it's not just my winning $100 million. It's what I do with that money that takes all these other people off their paths in addition to it taking me off of mine.
Yep.
And big a thing that is. And I feel like so much of this is connected, that these are all really big things. Some people lead lives that we look at as being a bad person because they're experiencing that, and they're allowing others to learn. And I know it sounds, I don't know how it sounds. It sounds like a cop out sort of answer, because people say, why does God let there be suffering? I think there's not a simple
answer. Because of free choice.
Yeah.
Because he gave us free choice. All of us.
We have free will. And there are things to be learned. And every one of us is here to learn and grow and experience things. And it's not all, it would, you know, it would be so boring if it was just all good things. You know,
right.
Just amazing food and beautiful sunny days where the temperature was 72 degrees and it was, you know, it would be.
Or San Diego.
Yeah. Well, we've had cold and cloudy, and we had rain like 2 days last week. It's crazy.
Oh, no. How
I
could
know.
It?
But I think it's a big thing, and I don't know. And I'll throw this out to anybody who's listening. If you have an idea on how to concisely to sort of explain that point of view for a topic that really is giant, you know, I'd be glad to hear it, because I don't know another way to really explain it.
I think it's okay. Whatever our beliefs are ours. And part of this work is also respecting the beliefs and the point in the path that each person is. We have to do that, too. I'm sure you do agree with that. And also, what am I trying to say? Oh, we do choose our beliefs according to what makes us comfortable and comforts us. So that whole concept of coming back in different lifetimes for some people freaks them out. For others, we find that it sounds right. It resonates. It's a comfort, almost, that there's a process to it.
And for some, some don't want to talk about it at all. I have some family members who do not want to discuss it. And I don't quite understand. And I don't know why, but I also respect that that's how they feel. And I'm not running for office. I'm not trying to make somebody believe. I don't feel you have to believe what I believe.
Right.
I find that I'm learning new stuff all the time, so I'm sure that my beliefs are evolving or shifting or whatever with new information that I learn. So... It would be great if there was a simple pat answer to say, well, here's what happens when you die, and this is why you're here this time, and this is why you're going to be here next time, and this is why you were here last time, and here's why you were here the 10 times before that, and so on and so on. It would be really nice, but it doesn't work that way.
Well, there is a scientific fact now that we are energy and that you cannot kill energy. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you can't kill energy, that consciousness that is within us, we can call it the God light or the soul or any one of those things, the light within us, the soul that lives on, can't be killed because it's pure energy. And we often, when we see a spirit, we see it as energy, as lights. An orb is a bit of energy. I see in pixelated light that forms a human in all the colors and the features. There are just all kinds of things that, you know, that are true about energy, and that's one of them.
In the... one, I was going to say the fascinating thing, but so much of it is fascinating. But one of the fascinating things is that it's not the same for everybody. And I think...
No, not everybody believes the same, for sure.
I think it's more than even that, because even though you and I have many beliefs in common,
mm-hmm.
The experience of communicating with spirit or communicating with angels is not the same for you as it is for me.
No,
and
some people see solid, you know.
Yeah.
They see solid materializations.
Yeah, and like for angels, I because of the music thing that is so important to me, and a career that where pop culture was very important, I have lots of frames of reference that are pop culture related. So when I see Michael, for example, Archangel Michael,
mm-hmm.
Most of the time I see him as John Travolta, because that was the movie, Michael, 20, 25 years ago. But that was really the first time for me that I saw anything really about Michael. I had heard about Michael before, but didn't know anything. And it's not like, and this was not a documentary about Archangel Michael.
Oh, no, that was a funny movie. It was a good movie.
It was a funny movie, and you should, if you haven't seen it before, I recommend it, but with a grain of salt.
Excellent.
But that was my frame of reference for Michael. So that's how he appears to me often. I would imagine that Michael does not appear to you as John Travolta.
Mm-mm. He's blonde.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's... That's,
blue
and,
eyes.
And that's exactly what I mean. It's not the same. But it doesn't make
mm-hmm.
either one of us wrong.
It's oh, no.
Just
it's
the
symbolism
way,
is what that is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Archangel Metatron, more often than not, I hear the voice, and it's Alan Rickman's voice.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
There was a movie called Dogma, and Alan Rickman played Archangel
mm-hmm.
Metatron in that movie, and that was the first time I've ever even heard of Metatron. So that's the voice that I hear. But I would imagine that that's not the same for you, and it's not the same
mm-hmm.
when I do the shows with Michelle. She's an angel communicator, and she does a lot of work with angels, and it's not the same for her either. And I think a lot of people have a tough time getting that none of this stuff is the same from when you go from person to person. So if I'm...
Yeah, that could be confusing.
Yeah. Like if, like with my parents, my mother's father passed away a few months before I was born. He's one of my guides, and I connect with him fairly often. He's telling me not as often as you should, but yeah. But
yeah.
If my mother were to take the leap and connect with him, it wouldn't be the same. He's my grandfather. He talks to me in a grandfatherly kind of way.
That's right.
But they had a different relationship, and it would be completely different. And
I agree.
And that's just, and he would probably look different. I mean, I only know him from pictures, but he used to know him from sharing the same house. So, you know, but it would be, but it's different from person to person. And I think that's really important. And when we're talking, and to try and wrap all this up so we can get to the phone, grief, like I was experiencing this weekend with my friend's passing, or with thinking
mm-hmm.
about John Lennon. Everybody, it's different for everyone. Everybody handles it differently. Some people make jokes, inappropriate jokes even, because that's how they're able to deal with something like this. Other
mm-hmm.
people carry it for years because that's how they're, that's how they're dealing with it. Some people dismiss it some, everybody does their own thing, and it's not the same for everybody. I see people often talking about somebody who lost a spouse, and they'll say it was 3, 5, 10 years ago. I can't believe they're not over it yet. And, you know, there's no rules. And I think that applies across the board to stuff in under the metaphysical umbrella. There's no rules. Not the same for everybody. And that's okay. So if you're listening to this and you're well, you might be wondering why we don't just shut up and take calls already. But I was just thinking about this and how I handle it and process it, and it's not, you know, I could look around the room Saturday at the service, and I don't know, maybe there were 10, 12, 15 people that I knew well enough to talk to, and I'm sure that each one of us was processing it differently, dealing with it differently, and a couple days later, still dealing with it differently, and it's okay. And I guess in a convoluted way, that's sort of where I wanted to take this whole conversation, that it's okay, that it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I mean, you were talking very lovingly about your daughter and about the colors, flowers, and that's wonderful, and yet it's unique for you.
Yeah, it was wonderful for me.
But it was.
It was what?
It was a unique experience for you.
Oh yes, because it has deeper meaning because of our experiences together. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope all of this has made sense. I know it's a big thing to try and digest in, you know, an hour on the radio. But but it's something that I was thinking about, and I would be if when you call in, if you have anything you want to add,
we'd love to hear from you.
I'd be happy to hear about it. In the meantime, I wanna get to some phone calls. So Tony, you should tell everybody who you are and why you're here.
Okay. I am Tony DeMeo. I'm a psychic, an author, and a Reiki master. And I am, just for our purposes tonight, going to do my specialty, which is working with my own guide through your guides. And I'm going to be giving you an angel spirit guide connection reading. You can ask questions, and we'll see what the spirit guides and your spirit guides and angels have to say. And that's pretty much what I'm going to do. Or I'll just give you a general reading or a love reading or any kind of a reading that you'd like, health issues. So that's what I'm going to do for you, and I'm very pleased to be able to do it. Emma, thank you so much.
And what kind of cards do you have?
I have a bunch of cards. There are all kinds of cards. I just don't do tarot, but you do, and that's good. And I have angel cards and oracle cards, and I just, you know, speak directly from the angels and guides as well. I turn over the cards, and when I see the same thing on the card that I've just said, I know that, bingo, that was good. They're usually confirmation.
Nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
As I had mentioned, I'm Ken Kessler. I pushed the button here. As I mentioned, music is a big thing for me, and I have I read songs like someone else would read cards. And I have a player with thousands and thousands of songs loaded up. And when you call in, I'll let you know what's playing and what I think it means for you. And one of the things that I love about music is that it's so personal that I can tell you what song's playing and about the artist or about the lyrics and what I think it means for you. And all of that's great. But you could have an instant reaction. Something just occurs to you, and it's not the same as what I'm saying, and that's valid. Sometimes that's just how it works. Angels and spirit like to use what's in our head as the readers to convey the message to you. And sometimes what we're conveying is just enough to trigger in you what you need to know. So the same if Tony turns over a card and she tells you or has a message for you, and you instantly get, oh my gosh, I know what that means. And that's valid. That's how it works. So that's what we'll be doing. 347-838-9903 is the number. And no Ann. That's it. Take some calls.
Okay.
Hi. Thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Joanna. How are you?
Hi, Joanna.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
We're happy to have you.
Where are you calling from? Are you still there?
Joanna?
Hello? Oh, there you are.
Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Florida. I'm so sorry, Florida. We got cut off there for a moment.
Oh, wow. Okay, from Florida.
How can we help you tonight?
She might be gone again.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, good. So how can we help you, Ken, with that?
Yes. I had reconciled my friendship with my best friend over 6 years back in August, but he has been incredibly distant, avoiding, communication and whatnot. He's been in a very unhealthy relationship for a while. And I didn't know if he's distancing himself because of the issues that are going on, at home, or, I don't know what's going on with him, in other words.
Okay. I have a question, first of
yes.
all. Is the wife or the girlfriend, if this is a girlfriend or a wife?
Girlfriend. But she calls herself the wife for quite a long time now.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And is she jealous of you?
Oh, yes, incredibly. That's why he ended our friendship back in December, but then he started reaching out to me in April, and then we finally reconciled by August. Yes.
Right. Now,
yes.
Are you somewhat in love with this man?
Yes. We started out that way to begin with. But
that's what I got. So why is he with this other person instead of you?
Exactly.
That's what I'm getting from the angel.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I agree.
Yes, I got a true love card. But you have to let go of control issues. The angels and guides are saying that you have to allow him to work this out and to let this unfold. And don't forget that you deserve love because you are lovable. They also say that you need to make an effort to reconnect.
Yes.
On some level, because I think he's very sad. I think he's trying to do what he sees as the right thing, but it's really not that right for him. You could potentially be married, the two of you.
Wow.
I mean,
yes, I thought of that. I was picking up from him lately. I felt a great sadness in him lately. That's what I'm feeling too. Yeah.
But they're saying to stay optimistic, that holding positive thoughts and working on calling him in and sending him love and support will be really good. And they're also saying that he could be the one for you that you will end up with. There's a second card.
You're going to get a joke.
It could well happen. Is there a child or something that holds him there? Is there anything that holds him with her?
No.
Okay, do either of them have children?
They're one of them.
Oh, wow, then what is he doing?
I know,
I'm just
I agree.
Trying to figure out what is holding him there.
I agree.
It's not
I don't know. Right, and I don't know what she has over him, but she is... incredibly controlling and narcissistic and
this is what I'm getting. Not even that nice.
Right, exactly. And oh my gosh, you just use with him and just everything. Oh, yeah.
He's a sweetheart.
Exactly.
I do not get what's going on with him and this woman. Wait a minute. They're saying it's some kind of a past life relationship. Yeah, that's what the next card said, too. They've known each other before. And I think he feels instinctively or on some soul level that he needs to try to make this part on a good note so he doesn't have to keep doing it.
Right.
So I think he really has to work through it. He doesn't want to be like the bad guy and just dump her. Is there financial? Does she have financial issues?
She only works part time, and he makes about three times what she does. He's paying
for
everything.
He's put himself in
very, very bad debt since being with her. Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's something about children being an issue, though. What age group are they?
He just turned 50. She is, 51, going to be 52 at the end of the month.
You're in your 50s, too. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm getting that children were some type of an issue. Maybe she always wanted to have a child. That's something she never got. And it seems to be tied up with this wedding idea that she's kind of obsessed with.
Definitely, yeah. She started calling him husband quite a while ago, and everybody was like, did we miss something? Oh, she makes him wear a wedding ring. She wears a wedding ring.
There
she calls
you go.
Him husband. Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
she's
yeah.
angry because he will not marry her.
He's
not going to marry her. And she feels not only did she miss out on the family aspect that she could have had younger, but now she just doesn't even have the husband thing.
Exactly.
And that seems so important to her, and it really isn't that important, especially in this age group. So, wow.
I honestly did not think that even if he said he was going to do it, that he would actually go through with it, because I knew it wasn't in his heart, and I knew he would realize that.
Well, has he said that he was going to do it?
He didn't for the whole time he's been with her, but then, but when he ended our friendship back in December, that's when he said he was going to, but he hasn't. It's been another year, so I know he won't.
This is so painful for you, Joanna.
Yes.
I feel your pain, and you're a strong girl. When is your birthday?
January 27th, 1966.
Okay. Well, you're an Aquarius lady, so you've got a good outlook on the world. Yeah, you'll be fine, of course. Okay, well, I'm going to give it to Ken. Just be patient and pray for him to leave, but it's within him, and he just seems to be, I don't know how to put it, maybe the more passive of the two of them, or the peacemaker.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
When is his birthday?
His birthday is July 7th, 1968.
Yes, he's a sweetheart Cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, this has him tied up in knots. He's got his sick at his stomach. Really does. I don't think he wants to.
He literally has stomach problems the whole time he's been with her.
Yeah, I saw it. He doesn't even want to come home.
No, mm-mm.
He's like giving up on happiness. That's not good.
Exactly.
And then she gets madder because she wants him to be happy with her, and it's just not going to happen. Well, I'm going to let Ken take it now, sweetheart.
Just hang in there and pray
really hard.
Yeah, definitely. And happy holidays and happy upcoming New Year. Yes,
thank you. You too. And, sweetheart, you're the one he wants. You know that.
Oh, yes, I do. I do. I just didn't know if it was ever going to happen. Yeah.
Well, I think that in time you will be back. I mean, he's not going to be able to stay away.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care, sweetheart.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi Joanna. The song that was playing when we picked up your call was a song by the Boomtown Rats called Rat Trap. And I feel like this is for you and for him, that you're both in these traps. Is he living with this other person?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so he's stuck. He feels, whether he really is or not, he feels like he's trapped.
Exactly.
Because he's paying for everything. He can't kick her out. She's homeless. He thinks of all the worst-case scenarios of what will happen, and he's resigned to that, to being trapped. And
right.
You're trapped because you're waiting for him.
Right.
And I wish there was an easy, I would love to be able to tell you, just do this, and boom, everything's fixed. But he has to figure out some things, because he's not trapped. He needs to... He needs to take control and realize that it's life, that he needs to do things. And otherwise, he's going to turn around and he's going to be 70, 80, whatever.
Right.
Still
exactly.
Stuck there. The other side of that, though, is that you don't want to be 70, 80, or whatever, still waiting.
Right.
You have to live your life. And I'm not saying give up on him, but
continue. Yes,
you gotta. You
and
have
work
to
on myself.
Life. Yeah.
Yes.
You have to be open to the possibility that somebody else could come along. I'm not saying to be heartless and just forget him and go find some other hot guy, some Mister right now. But
right.
But there's a gulf of difference between that and between waiting at home for the tide to change.
Exactly.
So you have to figure out how to do that and figure out the other thing. And if it's really difficult for men and women, especially if they're attracted to each other, to be friends and just be friends.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's just really difficult. And if you have, I'm sure you have many of the qualities that this other woman does not have.
Yes.
And if you guys are going to be friends and he gets the friendship and the companionship and that kind of stuff for you, even if it's just on the phone or just on social media or just instant message, texting, whatever, that's the piece he's getting that he's not getting from her. So he's
right.
Sort of getting the whole package in a couple different ways. And it's not
exactly.
Fair to you, to him, or to her.
Right.
But that's, he's got to figure it out, but you kind of do too. And if I tell you're not happy with just having him as an on-again, off-again pal, that's not what you want. And
right.
He must, does he know that's not what you want?
Oh, we both know that. Yeah, we both know.
Okay. I mean in no uncertain terms, because don't assume that guys know things because we're mostly dumb and we don't. So but you have to tell him, I have feelings for you. I want to be more than just a friend. But I can't just, be the pal that you call up when you're having a bad day, or be somebody
right.
that you laugh with about what was on TV last night, or need and deserve more than that.
Right.
And I mean, I wish I could tell you a simple fix to this, but Christmases and New Year's are coming, and he's got a date for those, and you don't, and that sucks.
Yes. Yep.
It does, and I mean, and you have obviously you have a sense of humor, and you have wonderful energy. You should be happy, and if he can't get it together and get out of the trap that he's in to be with you, you shouldn't have to just wait and be alone, you should be able to go out and have fun and maybe find somebody.
Right.
Just be open to it, because if you're open to it, that's really all you need to do. It doesn't have to be an agenda. It doesn't have to be, he's going to be with her, fine, I'm going to find somebody else, because you never will that way. But
right.
Just have fun. Just enjoy yourself and be open to the possibility. And if
yes.
you can screw up your courage, you can don't give him an ultimatum, but make sure he knows, because guys are dumb and don't respond to that. But make sure he knows what it is you want, and that what you have right now isn't enough.
Right.
And that'll put him in the position of, you know, of hearing it and knowing, you know what, it's not enough for me either. And either he's going to stand up, get out of the trap that he's in, or at least you'll know that he's resigned to staying there. And then you can
exactly.
your room and move on. Does all of that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. It hasn't. You haven't said anything that I haven't already thought, you know, thought about it myself. So it does make sense, yes.
Okay. Well, I will think good thoughts for you. I hope you have a
yeah.
wonderful holiday and a happy new year.
You
and
too. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, sweetheart.
Oh, you are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
347-838-9903 is the number. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hey, Ken. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, Jay. Hi. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Tony.
Hi.
Fine, thank you. How are yourself? Hey, Ken, I could hardly
We're
hear
good.
You, so I'm just listening to your conversation. It was really great conversation. Really great conversation.
Good. Do you have anything to add to that conversation, Jay?
Well, it's interesting. You know, it's kind of like a question and also experience I had with a funeral home. They had a candlelight service, and it was interesting because, you know, I walk in there and he says, you know, write your name of the loved ones that passed on. So I did.
Right.
And then I took my arts candle holder that I made for at a hospice during a workshop, and I put it there. It was unlit, had a candle in it, and then something started to happen. One of the ladies lit the candle for me, which was really interesting because I didn't say I wanted it lit. And then when they read off the names, they forgot my mother and my best friend. And then someone took a picture of the altar with a smartphone, and that destroyed any sacredness to the candlelight ceremony.
Aww.
So I don't know. It's interesting. So I'm just really wondering if I should write a letter to the funeral home saying this is how I felt, so I didn't feel really awkward. But it just tells you something about, for me, it's like, it just tells you it's a business also.
Yeah, it
business.
Is. That's for sure. It is.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
So how can we help you tonight, Jay?
Yeah, just regarding that, should I write a letter to that funeral home?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think you should express that. It's going to bother you forever if you don't. And
yeah.
when
okay.
when is your birthday again, Jay?
Yeah, March 24th.
Yeah. Yes, you definitely should write a letter. You're Aries. Definitely.
Yeah. It's,
yep,
it's
and you'll express yourself well. It's really going to bother you if you don't. And you'll do it in a nice way because you're a nice person. You really are. But they
and,
need to know.
And because of the nature
they need to
of,
know these things.
Of their business, well, probably don't get too much.
Oh, I was actually going to write him a nasty letter instead, the Aries
yeah.
fire. Okay.
Exactly. Is there anything in particular you'd like us to look into, Jay? I've turned over some cards for you in the Oracle
sure.
deck. Would you just, okay. The door to spirit is wide open. Are you having more psychic experiences or intuitive experiences than normal?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I went to a Taste of Healing. I had three sessions where it was energy work, basically, and then I had an acupuncture and a vibrational sound healing and drumming type of thing, and then I had another one where it worked with chakras, and it was really interesting. And then my ears are ringing after that. They still ring a little bit, so I don't know what that's caused by. Yeah.
Very powerful. They're saying that the door to spirit is wide open, and there is unlimited potential for you there. For the changes that happen here reach deep into the core of your being. As such, this card heralds your increasing powers in the spiritual arts and a deepening connection with the spirit world. And don't be surprised if you find your intuition deepening, as I said, and becoming more attuned, more aware of spirit's presence around you, or you may have more powerful abilities in your own healing practices. And now is the time to open up to the unexpected guidance and inspiration of spirit and to the magic and power of your true identity. I also think that your loved ones in spirit, your mom, I know for sure, is just reaching out at this holiday daytime, just sending you great love. And she wants you to know how proud she is of you. They're telling me this loud and clear. And then you get the Angel of Balance. All the cards are in an upright position, very, very nice and healthy. Let's see here. The Angel of Balance. So, are you feeling like you're coming more into your own? Are you becoming more centered and self-honoring in your choices?
Oh, right now, it's towards, we got another 3 weeks before the end of the new year, so right now, I've got one more course left over, and I'm just feeling of completion of those courses.
Yeah.
Regarding that balance card, you know, for me, I go out in nature and feed the chickadees, put some sunflowers in my hand and feed chickadees. That's so much fun.
And they're also saying that your life goals are balancing out and manifesting. So that would make sense that you're finishing this course. You're coming to the end of it. They're saying whenever you feel yourself off center or losing focus, call upon your angels and bring that intention into your heart center to rebalance. Your intuition is always going to lead you in the right direction, and you will be guided to a peaceful, centered approach to life, which I believe you are doing. Your voice certainly sounds very peaceful and centered.
No, thank
you. And then
no,
you have a victory card, which is really wonderful. Victory is always good, right?
It is good. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
My intuition, sometimes I just go do it. Then I find out that it was a recent example. I went to a cafe for a kind of like an open house in a way. And there was a person I went to the person to talk to this person. And we started about talking about vibrational sound and things like that. And then we talked about drumming. And I says, I'm a drum teacher. And she said, I've been looking for a year for a drum teacher.
There you go. See?
But I didn't know, though. It's like I just went, okay, let's just talk about drumming.
Well, no, it was your intuition leading you to an opportunity. Just keep listening to your intuition. It will continue to deepen as your the door is wide open to spirit, basically. So all of your gifts are going to be blossoming and growing. And they're saying that this victory card is success and achievement. It can be an outer success in the world, and it can also be, actually, the angels are saying it is both, that you should have a sense of accomplishment about the inner work that you've been doing.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Still a lot of work to do.
But this is why you're succeeding, because most people don't recognize, number one, that we all need a lot of work, and it's almost endless. We have to keep at it. So right there, we know that you're a high vibrational spirit, that you recognize that. And your angels want to let you know that you must be open to the victory coming your way on every level of your being and every level of your life. Doesn't get any better than that. So I'm going to end with that, unless you have any
questions.
Thank you
for the reading, Tony.
Oh, you're welcome,
thank you,
sweetie. I'm going to give you to Ken. And you have a lovely night. And thank you,
you
for
too.
Calling us. Thank you.
Thank you for your kindness.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can't. You're really weak. You got to
turn
up your volume. Just a little bit. I can't hear you, Ken.
Sounds like you're far away.
Way far away.
Is this any better?
Cool.
A little bit.
Oh, he's gone, I think.
How about this? How about this?
Oh.
No, he's still there.
He's That's still there.
Any better now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. The song that I got for you was Elvis Presley, that is. Santa, bring my baby back to me. I'm curious if that does that mean anything to you to start with.
I don't know. I don't know. I have to see the lyrics. I usually, when you say a song that, I can look at the lyrics. So something in the lyrics may have caught your attention.
What it means to me is that, and I usually this is a song about. It's a guy asking. Obviously, asking Santa to bring his girl back. So it's about love and hopefully and recognizing that you miss whoever is gone and you want them back. But I feel like for you this isn't about a person, that this is about something that you do or used to do that you really loved, that really gave you joy and that you don't anymore. And it's about a need to bring that back, to do that again. I don't know what exactly it is that, but does that make any sense? Does anything come to mind?
I'm just looking at lyrics right now. I think probably traditions or something like that, because I haven't had any traditions, well, for a couple of years. So I really don't have a family I can go to. So unless I go to my dad's, but I have a strange relationship with her, with my stepmother. So, yeah.
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 I think.
Sorry, go
ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't think it's about a person. I think it's more about something that you used to do, that you used to, it doesn't even have to be something that you did all the time, but just something that you made time for that was important to you, that made you, that you enjoyed, that I think would do you well to revisit, and I don't know specifically what that is. I know for me, I used to be quite a reader all the time. Had a book and another book waiting in the wings, and I have sort of let that go because I get too busy and I just don't make the time for it. But I miss it, and I went away for Thanksgiving and was able to read on the plane because there really wasn't anything else to do. And it just felt so good to exercise that part of my brain that I just hadn't been doing. And I don't think that's the same specific thing for you, but I think that I just feel like there is something that you used to make time for that for one reason or other you haven't been able to. And this doesn't have to be something expensive or real time consuming, but just to make time for you, because you fill up your schedule with have-to-dos, and you need to figure out something that you can put in there that is just for you because you enjoy it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Tony, do you have anything else to want to add?
Oh, no, I think that was about it. And,
Thank you.
Well, I'm kind of, the angels are kind of encouraging you not to be alone at the holidays, though, and to reach out to some friends. I know that people will ask you to join them. There are people that will. So don't be alone. I don't think your mom wants you to be alone. I really don't. That's not what I'm getting. So please make or have a gathering yourself and invite other people that don't have families around anymore. Mm-hmm. But do something nice, and it'll make your mom happy to see that. Okay, Jay? Make your own tradition, she said.
Alrighty. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. And thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I would love to listen to your show. You're a great host. I love the conversation you had earlier in the show. So,
glad you did. I'm glad. Well, we love you, and we're so grateful for you for listening, being so
nice to us.
You have a great,
thank you.
Great night. Good night.
You too. Yep. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. 347-838-9903 is the number. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Where are you calling
How
from?
How are you guys?
Georgia. Okay.
How can we help you tonight?
Employment.
Okay.
I have a couple leads for permanent and or consulting work, and I was trying to see if you saw me getting an offer, hopefully starting in January, because I think December will probably be out at this point.
Okay. Did one of the interviews go better than the other? Or is there a place that you really wanted to work? There was something about it that drew you.
Yes, I haven't totally. I've done phone interviews, so I haven't did in person interviews yet. But there's a healthcare company that they have consulting and permanent opportunities that I'm really interested in.
That sounds really good to me, because I thought it was going to be a consulting but more permanent. So that kind of confirmed it for me, because when you were saying permanent or consulting, and I thought, I kind of think it'll be both. So that is this the one that has both of those opportunities? If it is, I like that one. So what's the next step there?
I have no idea, because the consulting position, probably a couple of weeks to a month ago, ad ran. They wanted somebody immediately, and it's still open. So not sure. Then the permanent side. Go ahead, ma'am.
Have you followed up to ask what's going on with the job?
Yes.
And if you're still in the running, just to know.
I have, and about 2 weeks ago after Thanksgiving. Yeah,
good.
The last week of Thanksgiving. Last week in November, I followed up, and there was no movement that happened. Nothing. So it wasn't I was in, wasn't I was out, wasn't that they hadn't did nothing, which is just the typical norm of corporate America. They say immediately can be months later.
Unbelievable.
And then the perm position, it's still open. that's been lingering for probably about a month and a half. I did follow up probably the same time frame, and it's still open. So it's just, in defense to the company, there's a lot going on over there, but they need to make decisions. So it's either they're going to do something soon is my guess, because year end is happening in less than a month. So
yeah,
they'll have to do something.
They will have to. Absolutely. Okay.
So what do you see? I know you saw both the perm and the consulting, and you thought it would be that company. Do you see them moving now and getting a start date in January, or what?
Are you still reaching out to other places as well? Maybe it's just the idea of the healthcare that I'm thinking resonates for you. To working with a healthcare company.
I
would concentrate on others. Go ahead, hon. What?
I do. Like I said, I have numerous leads. Those two with a healthcare company. I actually have another lead with the same healthcare company as a spinoff company, believe it or not.
Okay.
I have another one with a manufacturing company. And another one maybe with a real estate company. So
okay.
I just need something to come through.
I'm actually seeing the healthcare company as the strongest one for you. I just think you'd be very good there. I think it would resonate with who you are. You got the magician in the mirror card. So let's see what deeper meanings are here with that. This basically means that you have all the abilities you need to manifest the destiny that you want. And I do believe so strongly in that. Start imagining yourself in the position that you want. See, just start believing beyond a doubt that right job. They're saying that you don't know how much true power you have of your own. Okay, this highly beneficial card is telling that you are the magician, and within your grasp are the amazing forces of the earth and spirit. They're saying that, well, it goes into yin and yang and all this stuff, but together they give you the magnificent magic of transformation. And they're saying the true power, okay, the mirror stands beside the magician, reflecting the outer world's response to your choice to use or dismiss the true power that you have. And one of the true powers that you have is the power to manifest your own destiny. Your thoughts, your positive expectations, your daydreaming is a powerful tool for manifesting. Now they're saying when you receive the magician upright, you're put on notice that an important and powerful time is at hand for you. You are the alchemist of your own life. And just as an alchemist turns base metals into gold, you're now able to transform any difficulties in your life into great blessings. This is true in every area of your life. Claim your power and embrace your intentions in your heart and in your daily life. Direct your destiny, and the mists of the future will clear into brilliant reality. And then you have the cornucopia card, which I'll very quickly touch on, which is like an outpouring of the greatest blessings in all areas. So that, to me, sounds like a bingo. I would say yes. If you need to be working, it says your wishes will be fulfilled. When you receive the cornucopia upright, you know that you've done important work and it's about to pay off. The seeds that you've planted in your energy and in your life are ready to be harvested in a significant way. So just get ready for your dreams to come true. And what you need to manifest right now is a great job. So I have no doubt that you will do that. You need to have no doubt in order to bring it about. But keep on reaching out to companies. Go ahead, honey. What?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hearing different noises on the line. I don't know why, but anyway, that's pretty much it. And for the sake of time, I'm going to give it to Ken. And I'm so happy you called, sweetie, and best of luck. I know you can do it. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Kathy. The song that was playing was Dire Straits' Why Worry. And I feel like a hypocrite saying this because it's very easy for me to say and it's very hard for me to do. But when you're in this kind of situation, you can be your own worst enemy when you start to get concerned, start to worry and panic because you don't have the job yet. And unfortunately, what that does is send that frantic energy out there, and that's what you attract, and it sort of blocks what you're trying to manifest. So the best thing that you can do right now is to try and not worry. And I know that's, again, that's really easy for me to say because I stress myself out over this kind of stuff much too often. But when you feel that coming on, you have to push it away. And this is a great time to ask your guides, ask your angels, whether you know their names or not. And it doesn't matter if you do or you don't. That away. Take the worry away. Try not to think about that. Try to stay as positive as you can so you can attract the right job. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I've been doing that.
Okay.
I'm not perfect, but I would say less than 1% that I don't let the negative pop in my head. And I just know everything will work itself out. But I'm just, I guess, human at the same time. I'm a little annoyed because in my deepest thoughts, I do think one of these positions with this healthcare company will come through. It's just that I don't know why it's taking so long. That
I actually do. It's the time of year, right, Ken?
Yeah, it is.
It's the time of year.
And it's because the bigger a company, the worse it is that they tell you they need somebody. They need some. We need you yesterday. We need to fill this position immediately. And then they sit on it for weeks or months.
Yeah.
Because it has to go through different channels, and they have to make sure somebody else dots the I's and crosses the T's. And it's absolutely maddening. I can't tell you how many jobs that I've been up for that have been the same kind of thing where they say, yeah, we need somebody. Could you start? If we make the decision, could you start tomorrow? And I always say yes. And then it could be weeks before I hear anything else. And then they want to do another round of interviews because they have one more question they need to ask. And it can drive nuts. So I
do you see it coming through by the end of the year?
I don't usually get. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tony.
I'm sorry. I just quickly pulled. Maybe that's why I did. I quickly pulled angel answer cards, and I have four cards with a few words on each, and I'll just say them to you. Yes, success, big happy change is coming, and a shower of abundance. So the answer is yes. Yeah.
I can't wait to call you guys and say it actually came through because, like I said, this has been going on for months. I would rather know yes or no than in limbo, and then you just go, okay. So but I'm still looking and everything, so I just, I would love to be in the driver's seat and decide which place I want to go, but.
Absolutely.
That would be great, but like I said, I'm grateful for whatever comes through the door at the same time. So I just hope
that's
it happens.
That's the way to go. It's going to happen. I mean, you don't hope it happens. You know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
I have no doubt it's going to happen.
I have no doubt.
Okay. That makes sense. That's
yeah.
So anything else you guys see before I let you go?
Well, abundance, the area of your life. I mean, are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Okay, I think that's also a possibility for you. I mean, if that's what you want, that's where the possibility parts comes in. Do you already know someone around you that kind of likes you or that you've met that you like? And you haven't done much about it? No?
No.
No, you sure?
Yeah.
You don't think you might have a secret admirer?
I have probably a secret admirer, but this goes years back, and last I knew they were married. It's kind of funny you just said that because I had a dream, I think it was Saturday, and I can't really, I don't remember anything, but I remember saying, okay, why are you tormenting me? Why? I guess you're thinking about me today, so
there you
I
go.
Don't know.
Well, he popped into your aura here, and it is safe for you to love again. And you could just got. I pulled one card from that deck because it's so late, but there is new love coming for you. If you want it, you're going to have to be in a more playful mood to attract this person. And right now, you're in business mode, so you don't really need to even hear this. But it's nice to know that this is also coming for you in the next year. This possibility, if you want it, it's up to you. Okay?
Do you see the person that I was speaking about that would be coming back, or it would be somebody new?
Well, what I was picking up, I think, is this secret admirer who is pulling it into your is coming into your energy field, probably with his spiritually. He's reaching out, perhaps in the dream state, and that's why you dreamed of him or thought of him, and then I picked it up. I think that's who that was, but I just pulled a card out of the romance deck and said a new love is coming. So
that's
definitely this man still thinks of you, whether he's still married, I don't know. Would you want him? Or this is somebody you don't want?
Oh, no. I would love to figure out who, what, when, where, and how. This is the only person that I ever said that I would consider marrying. The only person.
Oh,
and
well, he's definitely reaching out. Why don't you look for him on Facebook? Then look for him on Facebook and see if you could friend him.
Well, he's married, so I don't do
well, you can't friend people on Facebook? I'm not saying.
Tony, I got to been here because Blog Talk Radio
I'm
is about
sorry,
to turn
honey.
Off.
Yes.
Sorry about
That's
that,
right.
Kathy. Apologies to everybody who's still hanging on. Blog Talk Radio is going to cut us off here in a moment, so we need to wrap up. But Tony and I will be back this time next week, so you can check back with us then, or you can go to psychictapestry.com and you can get a private reading with Tony or with me, of us together.
Yes, that would be great.
For you. Thanks to everybody who did call in, and thanks to everybody for listening. And, Tony, thank you for staying up late and having patience with me as I muddled through that conversation in the beginning.
That was great. And, you know, I wouldn't be anywhere else on a Monday night. This is wonderful. It's an honor and a privilege.
The honor and privilege are mine, but thank you.
Oh,
so much.
You're a sweetheart. Well, you have a great week, and so everybody else have a great week, and we love you.
Ha 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 ha